大家看到这个图片啊，说 Happy Easter。
You look at this picture and you see Happy Easter。
啊，对很多的人来说，那 Easter 是什么呢
？To many people, what does Easter mean?
OK， 我们中间有些年轻的朋友、弟兄姐妹，那个 Emily、Sophia、Alex、Peter、James、John。So what does Easter mean to you?
我们其他年轻的小朋友跟他们说，到底 Easter 他们代表什么意思？
去找这些彩蛋。
It might means to hunt for these eggs.
然后看看一些小兔子。
Or see if you can find a rabbit.
Now, what does Easter mean to you?
对你来说，到底复活节代表什么意思？
所以今天我们要讲讲复活的基督。
Today we're going to talk about the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
那这段经文我不打算读的。
I'm not going to read the entire passage over here.
这是讲七日的第一日清晨，也就是星期天的早晨。
It's talking about the first day of the week, which is Sunday.
这几个女士去坟墓去看望耶稣的尸体。
A few women came to visit Jesus' tomb.
她们不相信耶稣是复活的。
They didn't quite believe that Jesus resurrected.
她们带着香膏要来膏抹耶稣的身体。
They brought incense and an anointment to come and anoint his body.
如果弟兄姐妹读经，你就知道有两个男人曾经用沉香和没药膏过耶稣的身体。
There are two other men who have anointed his body.
那两个男人是什么名字？大家记得吗
？I don't know if you remember their name.
一个是亚利马太的约瑟。
One was Joseph.
一个是尼哥底母。
One was Nicodemus.
都是偷偷的跟随耶稣的门徒。
They were secretly following Jesus.
他们用香膏抹药裹了耶稣的尸体。
They used myrrh and fragrance to anoint his body.
有的时候你知道我们男人做事情啊，这些太太们总是不太放心。
Sometimes you know that when men do things, our wives aren't really, you know.
不是说你男人做的不是很好。
They not sometimes they think that we don't do such a good job.
总是女人更细心
and women are pay attention to.
所以早晨这些女士们来到墓地，要看一下耶稣的尸体。
So then there are these women who came to visit Jesus' tomb.
她们来是上坟的。
They came to visit him in his tomb.
不是来等候耶稣复活。
Not to wait for his resurrection.
我们一起来读圣经，今天要读圣经。
Let's read the scripture together.
那这是在哥林多前书第十五章。
If you can turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
那这是大概是在主耶稣复活之后死亡之后大概有二十年不到的时间二十多年的时候写下这份书信的。
This letter was written about 20 some years after his death and resurrection.
而且他前面有一段经文我们有写上就是早期教会所信仰的到现在我们仍然持守的大概写于主耶稣复活之后不到几年时间。
And then there is also a similar passage that was written just a few years after Jesus' resurrection that is still core to our doctrine.
我请弟兄姐妹跟我一起读。
If you can read chapter 15 with us.
既传基督是从死里复活了，怎么在你们中间没有人说，有人说没有死人复活的事呢？若没有死人复活的事，基督也没有复活了。若基督没有复活，你们所传的更是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然，并且明显我们是被神妄作见证的，因为我们见证神是叫基督复活了。若死人真不复活，神也就没有叫基督复活了，因为死人若不复活，基督也就没有复活了。基督若没有复活，你们的信便是枉然，你们仍在罪里，就在基督里睡了的人也灭亡了。你们若靠基督，只在今生有指望，就说比众人更可怜。但基督已从死里复活，成了睡了之人出所的果子。死既因一人而来，无人复活也从一人而来。在亚当里，众人都死了，照样在基督里，众人也都要复活。我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
荣耀的主，我们敬拜你。
Glorious Father, we worship you.
谢谢你为我们从死里复活。
We thank you for your resurrection.
成为我们的生命。
That you became our life.
成为我们的复活。
You became our resurrection.
因你活着。
Because you live.
我能面对明天。
We can face tomorrow.
愿这个时间分别为圣。
Father God, may we consecrate this time into your hands.
愿你的圣灵创造我们的心灵，穿透我们的生灵。
May your spirit pierce into our heart, into our lives.
改变我们的生命
transform our lives,
让我们知道荣耀复活的主在我们生命中掌权了
to let the resurrected Christ to reign our lives.
祷告奉恩主耶稣的名
Father God, we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们称为今天的日子是叫做复活主日
We call today Easter Sunday.
因为全球有三分之一的人在庆祝耶稣基督的
About a third of the world population is celebrating Jesus' resurrection today.
如果教会来教会里面拜，只有星期五没有星期天的基督教，不是真正的基督教。
If you only have Good Friday but you don't have Easter Sunday, it's not a true Christianity.
如果只有星期天啊，只有星期五，没有星期天，也不是真正的基督教。
If you only have Sunday not Friday or Friday or Sunday, you don't have true Christianity.
真正的福音是既有星期五，也有星期天。
The true gospel contains both the Good Friday and the Easter Sunday.
星期五，耶稣基督为我们上十字架。
On Friday, he was crucified on our behalf.
星期天，他为我们从死里复活。
And on Sunday, he was resurrected from the dead on our behalf.
基督复活是一个信仰大厦的根基。
His resurrection is the foundation of our belief in our gospel.
没有基督的复活。福音不存在。
Without his resurrection, there is no good news.
没有基督教，没有教会，没有新约圣经，没有使徒。
There wouldn't be church, New Testament, disciples.
所以复活是信仰的根基。
So resurrection is the foundation of our faith.
如果没有复活，耶稣就是白白的死在十字架上。
If there is no resurrection, then Christ died in vain on the cross.
他一切的爱，一切的痛苦都是白白的。
All of his love and suffering is...Nothing but a waste.
那没有复活，保罗把一生奉献给基督，那是浪费了。
And Paul would have wasted his life, sacrificing his life for Jesus for the rest of his life.
如果没有复活，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我一生所做的任何一切都是徒然的。
And if there is no Christ, everything that you do in your life is meaningless.
圣经上说，如果基督没有从死里复活，我们所信的也是枉然。
If Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, so is your faith.
我每个星期天在这儿讲道是徒然。
Every Sunday I stand here to preach to you is useless.
我为你祷告是徒然。
It's useless for me to pray for you.
我去看望你都是徒然。
Every visit I pay for you is useless.
我的一生是浪费了。
And my life has been wasted.
你们同样如此。
And the same thing goes
如果基督没有复活，你每个主日来教会是浪费时间。
If Jesus Christ has not been resurrected, every Sunday the time you spend here is a waste.
你的读经、你的祷告、你去看望、你去爱别人，都是枉然。
The reading of the God's words, your visitation, your praying, it is useless.
但是感谢主，基督从死里复活。
But we thank God because He has raised Him from the dead.
我所传的，你所信的。都不是突然。
What I preach and what you believe is not useless.
所以第一点，我请我们中间所有的弟兄姐妹记得。
So the three first thing I want you to remember this morning.
耶稣基督复活是福音的根基。
Jesus' resurrection is the foundation of our gospel.
没有复活就没有福音。
If there is no resurrection, there is no gospel.
所以我们中间的灵性弟兄姐妹知道 ，Happy Easter 不仅仅是为了 egg colored egg.
So if you're looking for egg coloring eggs or Easter hunting.It's not just about that.
Easter is about the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
It's about resurrection of Jesus Christ.
没有 resurrection of Christ, all we do, we preach is in vain.
如果没有耶稣的复活，我们所传的都是枉然的。
第二个，我要请弟兄姐妹知道，人不能完全理解基督的复活。
Second thing we need to know is the resurrection of Christ cannot be comprehended rationally.
我们今天每个人，我们不容易相信耶稣从死里复活。
Most of us cannot believe that Jesus was truly raised from the dead.
刚才我读的经文的时候，那几个姐妹、那几个女生、那几个女士去坟墓去看望耶稣。
You see these women who came to Jesus' tomb to visit him.
她们根本不相信耶稣从死里复活了。
They didn't believe that he could really raise from the dead.
她们带着沉香和没药是膏耶稣的尸体。
They brought myrrh and fragrance to anoint his body.
耶稣在上十字架之前多次告诉门徒，我要被祭司长老这些祭司长钉在十字架上三天以后从死里复活
Many times Jesus told his disciples that he's going to be crucified by the high priest and the scribes but then in 3 days he'll raise from the dead
但是门徒们根本就听不进去
But none of the disciples listen
没有一个门徒相信复活
None of them truly believe in resurrection
耶稣复活第三天的早晨你有没有看到这些男人们 是不是守在坟墓的门口。
You don't see any of the disciples waiting in front of the tomb on the third day waiting for his resurrection.
耶稣告诉你我三天以后复活。
Jesus has told them, I'm going to raise from the dead in 3 days.
没有一个门徒在那儿等在那儿。
But no one is waiting for him.
如果你相信，你会说，星期天的早晨，我早早的起来，赶到墓口，等候耶稣的复活。
If you had believed him, you would have been waiting in front of the tomb and waiting for the tomb to open.
他们不信。
But nobody believed.
这些女士们不信。
The woman didn't believe.
男士们也不信。
And the man had left.
今天我们中间好多的人，他同样不信。
And many of us today don't believe in his resurrection.
为什么？
And why is that?
两个原因。
There are 2 reasons.
我们的生活当中没有一个人经历过、亲眼看过一个人从死里复活。
The first reason, none of us have seen it with our naked eyes that Jesus, anyone would raise from the dead.
我安葬过3岁的孩子。
I have went to funeral for 3-year-old.
我安葬过10多岁的孩子。
Teenagers.
我主持过20多岁、30多岁、40多岁、50多岁、60多岁、70岁、80岁、90岁的人的追思礼拜。
I have a host of funerals from anywhere from 20 years old all the way up to 90 years old.
没有一个人回来过。
None of them came out of their casket.
人生就是单向的旅程。
Life seems to be just heading toward one direction.
我每个人都懂。
I think we seem to understand
that. 我告诉你有死人复活，你说我根本不相信。
And if I tell you that, you know, dead will rise, you probably don't believe me.
我没见过。
You haven't seen it.
所以我们跟这些门徒是一模一样的人。
So we're like these disciples.
我们不理解。
We don't understand.
第二个原因。
Second reason.
有些现代人。
Especially for us in the modern society.
我们经过科学洗礼的这一代人。
Us who are exposed to science and technology.
我们知道人渐渐的衰老，他的身体机能。慢慢的衰竭。
And we know as we get older, our body decays and our functionalities aren't as good.
所以自然死亡的人就是身体慢慢的衰竭，器官慢慢的衰竭。
And we know those who die naturally are those who are their organs start to fail on them.
我见过100岁的老人，他身体没有任何的疾病。
I've seen someone who is over 100 years old and he doesn't have any disease.
他寿终正寝了。
And then he died in peace.
因为他身体那些器官衰竭了。
Only for the reason that his organs have stopped working.
那还有一个原因是非自然死亡。
And there is also unnatural death.
车祸。
Like a car accident.
疾病。
Illness.
它毁坏你身体的正常的机制。
Those destruct the life inside of you, the organs.
整个身体不能再运作了。
That your body no longer functions together.
你看到一些身非常重病的人。
And you've seen some people who have been really ill.
他身体的机能慢慢的衰残。
That the life of him is being slowly sucked.
最后离开世界。
And then that person leaves the
world. 每天我们都看到这些东西。
And we see this day to day.
我们有人相信人会从死里复活。
And we don't believe that dead will raise dead will be raised.
所以这些门徒们，他们不相信。
And so these disciples they don't believe.
今天你们中间有人不信的，我不怪你。
And if you don't believe in resurrection, I don't blame you.
但是今天。这个礼拜之后，我希望我们中间一些慕道的朋友，你真正的认识这位耶稣。
But after today, if you're still seeking, I hope you'll come to understanding of this Jesus who was resurrected.
这儿一个门徒叫多马。
You have a disciple whose name is Thomas.
他跟随耶稣3年。
He followed Jesus for 3 years.
当这些女士们告诉他说耶稣复活了，我亲眼看见的。
When these women came to him and told him Jesus has resurrected and we saw it.
那我不信，我不会相信的。
And Thomas said, I don't believe it.
除非我的手要触摸他的伤痕，我才信。
And Thomas said, unless I see the nail marks in his hand and put my finger through it, I will believe it.
我什么不信？我相信我的眼睛，相信我的手。
I only believe in what I see and what I can touch.
当耶稣复活以后，向他显现的，他真的触摸耶稣以后，他跪下来了。
And when Jesus revealed himself to him and he touched Jesus' womb, he knelt down.
他的理性的那个逻辑的那些堡垒砰咚一下倒下去。
All the barriers of rationality has collapsed.
他的耶稣说我的主我的神。
And he bowed down to God and said, my Lord and my God.
所以死人复活不是每个人都能明白的。
So not everybody can understand resurrection.
那你说既然没有人知道既然没有人看见，那我们就是相信我所相信的，我稀里糊涂的信。
And some of you might say, well, since I can't really see it, I guess I'm believing it blindly.
但是我告诉我们中间，特别是第一次来教会的朋友，我告诉你，耶稣基督复活有驱逐的历史证据。
But I want to tell you there is enough evidence that deals with the resurrection of Christ.
跟随耶稣的这一帮门徒,
if you think about the disciples who follow Jesus,
就是复活的证据,
they are the evidences for his resurrection.
基督的教会是历史的证据。
The Church of Jesus Christ is the historical evidence.
我们中间可能第一次来教会的人说，你这是什么证据？
And you might ask me, what kind of evidence is that?
耶稣的几个门徒在耶稣上十字架之前，他们跟随耶稣。当耶稣上十字架的时候，他们全都离开耶稣。
For 3 years, these disciples followed Jesus Christ, but as soon as Jesus was being crucified, they have all left him.
他们为什么离开耶稣？有两个原因。
Why did they abandon Jesus? For 2 reasons.
第一个原因，对耶稣是极度的失望。
Because a great disappointment that they have.
他们亲眼看过耶稣行过神迹。
They've seen the miracles that Jesus did.
耶稣大有能力。
That Jesus has powers.
耶稣的教导充满权柄。
That Jesus preached with authority.
他们相信耶稣没错，跟他没错，他就是弥赛亚。
They believe that Jesus is the truth and the way, and he's Messiah.
他就是救世主。
They believe that he's the Savior.
我们跟着他一定干翻好的事业。
And they believe that there will be great things by following Jesus.
当耶稣被人抓住放到十字架上的时候，他们彻底的失望。
But when Jesus was captured and being crucified, that brought a great disappointment.
我们被骗了。
That they thought they were being lied to.
他根本不是救世主。
That maybe he's not the savior.
他自己都不能救自己。
He cannot even save himself.
所以他们失望的离开了耶稣。
So they left in disappointment.
第二个原因。
Second reason.
他们怕。
They were afraid.
耶稣都被人抓住了钉十字架。我们跟着他做什么?
Even someone like Jesus would be crucified.
每个人都怕死。
Everyone is afraid of death.
他们逃离了。
They abandoned Jesus.
这就是耶稣的门徒在上降十字架的时候门徒的光景。
And then that's the condition that you see the disciples, you found the disciples in.
耶稣的门徒们并不伟大。
That they're not any great human beings.
他们心怀很狭隘。
They're afraid and their heart is narrow.
有一天他们传道的时候看到有个村庄的人不接受他们，他就说，主啊，风和火从天上降下来把他们烧死，因为他们不听从我的。
You see these disciples preaching to a village and the village did not believe them and they asked Jesus, could we ask them to be punished by fire from heaven?
我想啊，如果这些门徒们生命不改变，如果他能成为国家的一个总统，这个国家就倒霉了。
If these disciples become president of a nation and their lives are not transformed, then the country is heading toward destruction.
他要成为一个军队的统帅，人民遭殃了。
If they become like a military general, then you know there's going to be unrest.
他们不仅心怀狭隘，而且呢，他们和所有的人一模一样，争名夺利。
Not only they're very short-sighted, they're also like everyone else who is pursuing fame and glory for themselves.
彼此之间总是争论，哎，将来谁天我们成为 number one.
They're always arguing among themselves who is going to be number one in heaven.
这就是门徒。
These are the disciples, you see.
所以当耶稣上十字架的时候，他们全都逃走了。
So when Jesus was being crucified, all of them have left.
他们根本不相信耶稣会复活。
They don't believe that Jesus in his resurrection.
那这是关键。
And this is the key.
耶稣星期天复活之后，一周之内，两周之内。整个教会砰兴旺起来。
After Jesus resurrected from the dead, within a week and two, you see an explosion coming together from the church.
只有几个星期的时间，耶路撒冷很多的人来信靠了耶稣。
Only in a few weeks, you see the whole city of Jerusalem, a lot of people gave their life to Jesus Christ.
这些胆小如鼠逃离耶稣的门徒突然改变了。
You see these fearful, disappointed people, their lives are completely changed.
他们站在众人面前宣讲耶稣。
They're standing in front of the crowd and preaching about Jesus Christ.
他们讲什么问题呢?
What do they preach about?
你看，这是彼得在讲道的时候说的。
This is Peter when he is preaching to the crowd.
一个粗人。
Peter
没有受过文化教育的人
Peter is uneducated
逃离耶稣的人
Someone who have fled from Jesus
他回来了
He came back
向所有的人传讲福音
And he's preaching to the crowd
他说这耶稣神已经叫他复活了我们为这事情做见证
He said God has raised Jesus to life And we are all witnesses of the fact
亲爱的弟兄姐妹历史学家们解不开一个历史的谜就是跟随耶稣的人逃离了耶稣在几周之内突然教会产生这些门徒们拼命的 来传讲耶稣。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is the profound mystery that none of the historian can explain how the disciples who had left Jesus all of a sudden came back and their lives were transformed.
本来是逃命的门徒，现在变成舍命的门徒。
And there are one that would fled for their life, now they would die for this cause.
你怎么解释这个事情？
How do you explain this mystery?
我请弟兄姐妹再思想一个问题。
I want you to think about another question.
这一帮人就在几周之内，他们的世界观 totally changed， 完全的改变了。
Just within a few weeks, their perspective of time has changed as well.
犹太人在那个时代，犹太人根本不信死人复活。
During that time, none of the Jews really believed in resurrection.
只相信到人类历史的末了才有死人复活。
They only believed that only till the end of time would there be resurrection.
当时的犹太人罗马、这个、希腊人罗马人根本就不相信有复活。
If you talk about the Greeks or the Romans, they also don't believe in resurrection.
他也不盼望有复活。
They don't actually look forward to resurrection.
因为他们讨厌这个身体。
Because they actually hated their bodies.
这个身体就是监牢。
Because they think of their body as a prison.
他觉得身体是 disgusting.
They think their bodies are disgusting.
所以当时的整个人的世界观，整个周围的文化，没有一个人相信人会从死里复活。
So the whole worldview and does not believe in the resurrection.
那这帮人从哪儿 got 一个 idea， 耶稣复活了
？But so if you look at this group of people, where did they get the idea that Jesus was resurrected？
如果你会思维，基督门徒生命的改变，教会的存在。就是耶稣基督复活一个重要的历史证据。
If you really think about it, the change in the disciples and the church are the historical evidence of his resurrection.
哦，有人到教会来说，哦，耶稣复活了，就是你们这帮人胡说八道，就复活复活，你看过了吗
？And some of you might say, this is just all foolish talk. Have you really seen it yourself?
你读读历史你就知道。
If you read history,
我再讲一个例子。
Let me give you one more example.
美国一个著名的历史学家
叫
Philip Schaff.
There's a famous historian in the United States. His name is Philip Schaff.
你知道在古代的罗马有地下的墓穴。
During ancient Roman Empire, there's underground tombs.
我们中间有没有人去过罗马的？有没有
？I don't know if any of you have been to Rome.
哦，很多人去过罗马。罗马有个著名的那些墓穴啊。
Some of you have been to Rome, and there are some catacombs which are underground tombs.
那个里面，它的整个英里，它长有900英里长。
Some of these are, you know, as long as 900 miles.
就是把各种的坟墓加在一起，有900英里长。
If you add all the underground tombs together, it stretches about 900 miles.
里面大概有700万个小的坟墓。
There's probably over 7 million graves, tombs.
里面就有许多为耶稣受难者的坟墓。
There are a lot of those who have died for Jesus Christ.
他们在死之前
And before their death,
带着希望，带着盼望离开这个世界。
They die with hope.
很多人在坟墓的上面刻上充满盼望的字句。
On their tombstone, they carved in a lot of words.
后人给他刻上。
There, you know, people who remember them.
我讲这个是什么
？And why do I bring this up?
耶稣上十字架之后，教会经历了300年的大迫害。
After his resurrection, the church endured 300 years of persecution.
好多人被砍头，好多人被烧死，好多人被抛进斗兽场，被野兽给咬死。
There are many Christians who were captured, tortured, and killed by beasts and died for this cause.
我请弟兄姐妹记住这个历史家讲这么两句话。
But this U.S. historian said this.
基督教经历300年的大迫害，是人类历史当中最为罕见的、震惊的事件之一。
The 300 years of torture and persecution that the church endured is a rare historical event.
两件事情，他提到两件事情。第一个
，He mentioned two things.
从来在人世间、人类历史当中，没有一个宗教
像基督教经历这么长残酷的迫害。
The first thing is there is no religion as war has ever endured a persecution this long.
有犹太人的不宽容。
There is a persecution from the Jews from their acceptance.
有希腊哲学家思想界对基督教的攻击。
And there is attack from the Greek philosophers.
有罗马政治和军事力量的打击
，and there is the Roman politicians attacking this Christianity.
这三股力量合流，追杀基督徒三百年。
Yet these three forces persecuting Christians for 300 years.
历史上从来没有过。
You don't see this ever happening in history.
在罗马帝国，你成为基督徒就是政治犯。
If you become a Christian in the Roman Empire, you are a criminal.
就这小群人，就像个异教徒的汪洋当中的一小孤岛。
So they're like a little island being swamped by the sea.
是什么力量撑死这帮人
？But what is the force that endures them?
经过三百年的迫害，仍然跟随耶稣。
Something that would sustain them after 300 years that they're still following Jesus Christ.
第二个历史事实。
So this is the second historical fact that
历史上绝无仅有的。
Historians said this has not happened in
在任何宗教中找不到的。
You don't find it in other religions.
三百年的迫害当中。教会从来没有采取暴力的手段来对抗。
In these 300 years, you don't see the church fighting back or in violence.
战胜这些无数的仇敌，不是靠肉体的力量，不是靠暴力，而是靠单纯的靠 purely moral and spiritual power.
They didn't defeat these other enemies by swords and powers, but only by pure morally spiritual.
就是靠这个单纯道德和信仰的力量。战胜了这无数的敌人。
Only by their morality and their faith that they were able to win these enemies over.
这个历史学家都说这结论是：基督教会的存在，从使徒生命的改变，得到如今经过这么多的迫害，只能说明一件事情：基督教是什么？基督教是 indestructible, divine nature of Christianity. 它的 gospel 是一个有着 indestructible, 你打不垮。烧不尽，毁不了，就神性的这种特质的这个福音。
The historian concluded based on the fact that the disciples' life had transformed, the church endured 300 years, concluded that Christianity is an indestructible divine religion.
我今天没有时间讲，有许多的圣徒甘愿为基督殉道。
I don't have a lot of time to go into details, but there are a lot of Christians who are willing to sacrifice their lives to preach the gospel.
所以，当你知道基督福音。基督复活绝对不是说我大脑想象的。
So you know that resurrection of Christ isn't something that you can imagine or make up.
教会就是证据。
The church is the evidence.
第四个，我请我们中间弟兄姐妹记得。
The fourth thing I want you to remember.
耶稣基督的复活是上帝大能的作为。
His resurrection demonstrated the power of God.
我们中间有 Peter, John, James, Calvin, Sophia.我现在让你做一件事情。
So some of the young kids here, I want you to do one thing.
Samuel, 你做一件事情，你给我造一个 iPhone.
If you can, just put your heads together and make an iPhone.
第一个，我给你五年的时间。
I'll give you 5 years.
给你所有的材料。
I'll give you all the resources.
请上帝给你们脑袋瓜，你绝对能造个 iPhone， 对不对
I'm sure,
？Samuel, do you agree?
I am sure that given all the brain power that you
do you
have,
agree?
God given you, you can make an iPhone in 5 years. Samuel, he's
Emily, Stephen, Stephanie, you agree? Yeah, right. You got a material, you got a time. Of course, you can, right? Yeah. All right. 那现在一个问题。
Now let me ask you a different question.
我现在不给你材料。
I'm not going to give you anything.
什么材料都没有。
You're not going to get any materials from me.
但是给你空气。
But I'm going to give you air.
没空气你不能活。
Because without air, you won't survive.
我现在告诉你。
And I tell you.
请你造一个 iPhone.
Build me an iPhone.
可能不可能。
Can you do that?
可能不可能。
Can you build an iPhone out of nothing?
那我们中间有一些慕道的朋友第一次来教我可能觉得你在讲什么。
And some of you might be wondering what I'm trying to say here.
上帝从无创造了有。
What I'm saying is God created something out of nothing.
上帝不是用木材造一个椅子。
God didn't take wood to make a chair.
上帝不是用过这些原始的物质材料造了这个宇宙。
God didn't take some raw material to create this universe.
上帝从无当中什么都没有 ，nothing， 空气是有的哈，空气是有 ，nothing， 他创造这个宇宙。
He created this universe out of nothing.
你说这样的一位上帝，他让耶稣从死里复活，难不难？
Do you think it would be difficult for this creator to raise Jesus from the dead?
You got my point?
Do you get my point?
有一个著名的法国的数学家、哲学家帕斯卡尔，他讲过这一段话。
There is a famous philosopher, his mathematician in France that said this. Pascal, he said this.
从无当中突然有。现在从有当中突然复活，哪个更难？
From nothingness out of something versus from death coming out of life, which one is harder?
过去从来没有，永远不存在，根本就没有，现在让它有，难不难？还有一个是过去有，现在让它再有，难不难？
Which one is harder, to create something out of nothing or to get something that was already there and come out again.
所以我请弟兄姐妹知道，是上帝让基督从死里复活了。
And so I want you to know it is God who raised Jesus to life.
神就是神。
God is God.
人就是人。
And man is man.
你睡不着，你晚上睡不好。
If you can't sleep at night.
你做噩梦。
If you're having nightmares.
你淌虚汗。
And you're sweating.
你叹息。
You're sighing.
你担心。
You're worrying.
你疲惫。
You're worried.
你失望。
And you're disappointed.
你觉得前途无光。
Because there's no hope.
你觉得生活没有意义。
There's no meaning in life.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为你是人。
Because you're a man. You're a human being.
你自己都看不见自己的后脑勺。
You can't even see the back of your head.
你不能做到的，不等于神做不到。
But things that you can't do doesn't mean God can't do it.
神就是神。
God is God.
人就是人。
And we're men.
人自己不能复活。
We cannot raise ourselves from the dead.
从无造有的上帝可以让基督复活。
But the creator who made something out of nothing can raise Jesus into life.
我们中间的弟兄姐妹，什么时候你明白神就是神，人就是人，你就开始有信仰。
When you realize that God is God and we're only mere human being, you start having to have faith.
很多人他是没有信仰的。
A lot of us don't have any faith or belief.
他觉得我人做不到，神就做不到。
They think if I can't do it, then God must cannot do it.
你们也知道神比你伟大了多少。
A lot of fail to realize how much greater God is compared to us.
基督让神让基督从死里复活。
God has resurrected Jesus from the dead.
这个复活不是我们现在这样的一个身体，原来的这个身体。
And this resurrection is not just the physical body that we have.
这里面有蛋白结构，有分子结构。
Not like a body that's made of proteins and atoms.
这是个物质的身体。
This is a material body.
基督从死里复活。
When Jesus resurrected,
是身体的复活。
It was not only the resurrection of the body.
是个荣耀的身体。
But this is a glorious body.
不再受时间空间的影响。
It's no longer bounded by time and space.
然后他向门徒显现。
And when he revealed to his disciples,
什么叫显现？
What does reveal mean?
上帝的空间向你打开。
It means God's open to you.
现在不是有人说吗？这个宇宙有好多种宇宙，叫做 multiverses.
And there's this trend talking about multi-universe.
不是宇宙有很多 dimensions 吗？很多很多，有九度、十度的。
Talking about how there are multiple dimensions.
复活是上帝在他自己的空间向人打开。
And resurrection is God opening up His dimension to us.
基督向你显现，是上帝的空间，上帝的时空当中向你打开。
Jesus opening up His space and His time to us.
你知道，以利沙看见天开了。
It's like Elijah seeing that the heaven opened up and see the chariots of fire.
斯提凡看到天开了。
And Stephen saw that the heaven opened.
那是上帝把他的时空，把他的空间。把他的世界向你打开一点。
It's like God opening up His realm to you.
人做不到，上帝能做到。
Things that we cannot do as human being, God can.
我说第五点，我讲基督复活胜过死亡的权势。
The fifth thing I want you to remember is the resurrection of Christ triumphed over the power of death.
我们中间有很多的朋友，可能第一次，你如果是第一次来教会。
if this is the first time you've been to church,
你可能觉得教会跟世界的确是不一样。
You might find that church is a little different from this world.
因为教会它会讲死。
Because church talks about death.
很多人是不想谈死。
And a lot of people don't really want to talk about death.
我们中间有些父母就说：“哎呀，王牧师，你千万别听，我家孩子在边上。”
And some of you might come to tell me, Pastor, don't talk about death. My kids are here.
我刚才说了，我送过三岁的、十几岁的、二十多岁的，一直到一百岁的。
Like I mentioned earlier, I've hosted funerals anywhere from 3 years old up to like 90 years old.
人们怕死亡是因为没有力量去面对死亡。
We're afraid of death because we don't have the strength to face death.
一生都是死亡的奴隶。
We are enslaved by death.
也活在恐惧当中。
We live in fear.
从某种意义上，全人类无一个例外，都是得绝症的人。
And there is no exception that the entire human is diagnosed with this disease.
你说复活节来教会想听好的好的话，你怎么讲这种话？
You might hoping to hear some good news on an Easter Sunday.
那个绝症就是死亡。
But I'm telling you that we all have this terminal illness called death.
无论你怎么折腾，
it doesn't matter what you do.
早迟死亡领到我们。
It's only a matter of time.
不是你追他，他追你。
It's not that you pursue him, but he'll pursue you.
你忘记他，他没忘记你。
You might try to forget about death, but he doesn't forget you.
你知道以前我在探访这个老人医院的时候，我邀请我们中间一些年轻的人跟我一道。
In the past, I visited nursing homes and I invite some teenagers to come with me.
你知道我们很多的父母要保护孩子，不要孩子见这些东西，不要让孩子见这些东西啊。
And some of our parents are protective and they don't want their kids to see elderly dying.
哇，这个世界是 beautiful, everything is wonderful, everything is wonderful.
They want to paint a picture that this world is beautiful.
那你让你的孩子闭上眼睛。
And then you want your kids to close their eyes.
有一天他的同学死了。
And maybe one day their friends pass.
妈咪，我同学死了，怎么办呢？
And they come to you and cry, Mom, my friend died. What do I do?
你父母怎么回答？
How would you respond if you're the parents?
我带这些孩子们去这些地方看，是告诉他们。
So the purpose of me bringing these teenagers with me to nursing home.
生命是何等的短暂。
Is to show them that life is short.
我们每个人都会像这样。
All of us will end up like this one day.
既短又脆弱。
It's short and fragile.
你怎么过你这个生活？
How do you spend your life?
不要浪费你的时间。
Don't waste your time.
珍惜神给你的时间。
Treasure the time that God has given you.
不要胡闹。
Don't mess around.
神只给你几十年时间。
God has only given you, this time and
珍惜它。
Treasure it.
好好使用它。
Use it wisely.
一生奔跑有定向。
That run with a purpose.
这些孩子们从这些探访回来，他的心灵会受到影响。
And then after coming back from visiting nursing home, their hearts are changed.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，死亡是每个人都要面对的问题。
I want you to know that we all have to face death.
如果没有复活，
if there is no resurrection,
每个人都怕见到这一幕。
We all have the same fear.
很多人连一点勇气都没有，不能面对它。
We can't get ourselves to face this destiny.
就像你家客厅的 living room 有个Big elephant.
It's
就像一个大象在你的 living room 里头，在你的客厅里一样。
It's like you have an elephant living inside your living room.
哎，我不要见，我不要见它，我不要见它。
You try to keep a blind eye on to it.
可你怎么也摆脱不了它。
But you can't get rid of it.
因为它在那儿。
You just see it there all the time.
你知道法国一个著名的哲学家叫萨特。
There's a French philosopher. His name is Sartre.
As a life is a passion in vain. 生命就是徒劳的结晶。
His life is passion in vain.
如果亲爱的弟兄姐妹和朋友们，如果我们每个人一生，他的结局就是这样，就是坟墓。
If you think about your destiny and if you said that destiny is nothing but a gravestone.
Life is a passion in vain.
Then you come to the conclusion that life is passion in vain.
什么叫 passion 呢？
What is passion?
什么叫激情呢？
What is passion?
哎呦，你看到一个孩子，一个女孩子，一个男孩子，你爱呀，你爱呀，你爱呀。
It's like you fall in love with a boy or a girl, and you're deeply in love.
那是 passion.
That is passion.
有段时间那个 passion in vain. 为什么？一切在这儿。
But that passion is living in vain because this is where you end up.
哎呦。 找了个很好的工作，我充满了干劲，我充满了喜乐，充满了目标，我干哪我干哪，他就是 passion。
And if you may find a job and you work hard and you enjoy and you live it up to it, and then that's passion.
可是突然有一天你发现，一切结局在这儿。
But then you realize you just end up to the same place.
尤其看到亲人他离开世界了，他甚重病他离开世界了，我哭啊，我捶胸，我难过啊，我顿足啊，哎呀，我天塌了，那叫 passion。
And sometimes maybe your relatives pass away and you're in pain, sorrow, and you're crying. That is passion.
但是那是徒劳的结晶。
But again, that's passion in vain.
因为什么东西都不能挽回。
Because nothing, you can't get anything back.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，复活是一个精美的、极好的消息。
And that's why resurrection is such a beautiful and such a powerful news, good news for us.
以前好莱坞有一个著名的导演，你们我们这样年轻人可能都知道，好莱坞的一个导演叫 Woody Allen。
There is a famous Hollywood director that many of you might know, Woody Allen.
编剧。
He's a
演员。
Screenwriter. He's an actor.
无神论者。
He's also an atheist.
什么都不信。
Doesn't believe in God.
就他想到自己将来有一天快结束的时候，他说我晚上睡不着。
But and toward you know, the end of his death, he says, I can't sleep at night.
他说我希望把我所拥有的一切的一半给他，只要他给我35年的时间。
He says, I'm willing to trade half of everything I have just so that I can live for another 35 years.
再活35年，他说不可能。
But for another 35 years, that's impossible.
今天我们中间的朋友，欢迎您来到教会。
Friends and brothers and sisters, I welcome you to church today.
基督从死里复活是一个 good news.
Because the resurrection of Jesus Christ is good news.
因为他复活了。
Because he lives.
他告诉你。
He tells you.
死亡不是每个人最终的结局。
That death is not an ending for everybody.
他复活了，告诉你，他来到这个世界，他的救赎是有效的。
He came and his resurrection tells you that his salvation is effective.
在他之前，没有一个人从坟墓里。
There is no resurrection before him.
他是第一个。
He's the first one.
因为上帝叫他从死里复活。
Because God raised him into life.
使徒们是他的见证人。
And the disciples are his witnesses.
全世界三分之一的人口是他的见证人。
The one-third of the population is his witnesses.
他从死里复活。
That he's raised from the dead.
到此为止，那弟兄姐妹说，好，我知道了，感谢主，我是复活，我将来啊。信耶稣，将来我灵魂上天堂。
Up to this point, you might say, okay, now I understand there's resurrection and there's hope and I'll go into heaven when I die.
我知道有人跟我说，他跟格林多的教会的信徒一模一样。他说，哎呀，只要灵魂得救就可以了，至于身体复活不复活不重要。
And some you might say, you know, just similar to the church in Corinthians, as long as my soul lives, it doesn't really matter what happens in my body, to my body.
但是弟兄姐妹，基督的复活是告诉你
，His resurrection tells you，
我们将来像基督一样复活。
We will resurrect like Him。
上帝不但过去救你，现在救你，将来还要救我们。
Now He's saving the past, now and He's going to save, continue to save you。
我们中间年轻的弟兄姐妹，我请你们记得
，I want you to remember，
把基督的复活放在心中。
Put his resurrection in your heart.
将来有一天我们站在上帝的面前。
One day you'll stand in front of Jesus.
你所有的努力都不是徒然的。
That not everything you do will not be in vain.
你所有的一切都要站在上帝的审判台前向上帝交账。
You have to report everything you've done in this life to him.
如果你没有这样的一个信仰，
If you don't have this faith,
你的生活完全不一样。
Your life will not be the same.
什么样的生活呢？
What kind of life will you have?
吃吃喝喝吧，明天就死了。
That you enjoy and you eat and you enjoy passion and you'll die tomorrow.
你今天看看周围的，看看美国，看到欧洲，看到中国，看到非洲，看到伊朗，看到伊拉克，所有的年轻人，如果他没有一个对上帝的敬畏和信仰，他的生活就一句话：吃吃喝喝吧。我努力的读书，努力的工作，然后结婚，吃喝玩，然后怎么样？然后就死吧。
So if you look at around the world where people don't have.God as their faith and you look how they live their life, you can basically conclude that they live in the moment and they live and then they die.
所以我们年轻人知道你的生活方式为什么不一样。
And so I want you to know how will your life be different?
因为你有基督在你的里头。
Because you have Jesus in your life.
有一天我们站在基督的台前。
And one day you'll stand in front of him.
他要问你。
He's going to ask you.
你是怎么过了你的一生。
How did you spend your life?
我在这个讲这个之前，我有个 video。
Before I continue, I have a video I want to show you.
Samuel.
Success does many things to people. To me, it brought about not only accomplishments, but it brought about pride.
Every home Alan Youngblood built, he built well.
I would look at myself and think that these accomplishments were absolutely all mine. Never even imagined that possibly in the background there could have been a God who was directing my life.
Alan ran a successful business constructing multi-million dollar commercial buildings and luxury mansions. And everyone knew not to cross Alan Youngblood.
I became a person of anger, explosive, almost to the point of danger sometimes. Anger became the thing that ruled my life in so many ways. It gave me power. It gave me position.
And even though Alan went to church, his beliefs kept him far from God.
The way I saw God was that he was a God that knew everything that I did and saw every sin that I ever committed, and possibly writing them down in a book in heaven. I found it impossible to love a God who was out to get you.
Then one night, on New Year's Eve, Alan went to church. As he stood at the communion rail, he says his soul was transported to another place, where he heard a voice that sounded like rushing waters.
The scripture came to me, and it says, if you say you love God and you hate your brother, you are no more than a liar and a murderer.
At that moment, he repented of his sins and experienced the forgiveness of God, something he had never really felt before. Alan was then carried away to a beautiful city with a gate made of pearl.
But when I walked through those gates, my mind could not even conceive what I would see. Have we read about the streets of gold? Yes, but they were different. They were suspended like a mighty highway with no visible means of suspension. As I neared that area, I saw cascading out of the throne of God a massive waterfall from which I believe flows the river of life.
Then Alan says he saw a friend named Jerry. Jerry had died years earlier in a fiery plane crash, but here in his vision, Jerry appeared normal, wearing a blue suit.
He turned and he held his hand and pointed toward the top of the platform of the throne of God. I thought, oh, am I going to see God?
A few moments later, Alan says he was standing as he had been at the front of the church. Alan's wife Barbara remembers what happened.
I didn't know what he was doing. It was, you know, trouble me. I thought, oh my goodness, this is embarrassing. He's gone to sleep.
I said, honey, I did not go to sleep. And I can't tell you what happened to me until some other time.
For days after his heavenly encounter, Alan continued to be affected by what he remembered.
His whole attitude was one of softness. The hard look that he had was gone.
Alan began to speak publicly about his experience in heaven. At one meeting, he saw the widow of his friend Jerry, the man in the blue suit that he had seen in heaven. As Alan described the scene, Jerry's widow spoke up. She revealed she had given the blue suit to the funeral director to put into the coffin, even though her husband's body had been so badly burned. That suit was the same suit Alan says he saw Jerry wearing in heaven. That's when Alan realized why he had seen his friend in heaven.
To go back home, to tell one woman, there is a God, there is a heaven, there's life after death, and Jerry's there.
Alan continues to tell others that heaven is real in a new book called Voice of Many Waters.
God's greatest desire is that you know who he is and how he is and how much he loves you. It's impossible not to fall in love with him when you really begin to have that relationship. The greatest relationship you will ever know.
我不知道这个人他的名字。我放这个 video clip 是告诉大家，有千千万万的弟兄姐妹，他们有这样一个美妙的、一个特殊的一经历，他们也是基督的见证人。
I don't know this brother personally, but I show this video to you to show that there are millions and millions of Christians who have, who are witnesses of Jesus Christ.
上帝爱我们。
That he, God loves us.
他把我们放在地球上。
He has placed us here.
不仅仅是为了这三十年、八十年、一百年。
Not just so that we spend our life here 30 years, 80 years.
他带领我们进入他永恒的荣耀。
But he's taking us into his eternal glory.
这为什么耶稣来到这个世界，为我们的罪死在十字架上。
That's why he died for us on the cross.
他要战胜罪恶和死亡。
That he's going to triumph over death.
刚才他说他被有这样的一个经历。但弟兄姐妹，我们离开世界的时候，我们的灵魂会回到主那儿。
That you hear about this testimony, and we know that when we die, our spirit will return to heaven.
但是有一天，当基督再来的时候，我们身体要从死里复活。
But then one, there's one day when Jesus comes again, our body, there's going to be a bodily resurrection.
耶稣基督告诉我，他就是初熟的果子。
Jesus tells us that he is the firstborn.
他像什么，我们就像他。
Whatever he is like, we're going to become like him.
复活的身体是荣耀的。
The resurrected body is a glorious body.
我请弟兄姐妹你记得。
I want you to remember this.
我们这样的身体只能承受我们目前这个状态的灵魂。
The body that we have can only sustain the spirit that we have right now.
我们的身体有疾病，会衰老，会衰竭。
Our body has illness, will decay, and will stop working.
这个衰残的身体，它支撑着，它承载着，这个灵魂同样是有问题的。
This body that's destined to fail also carries a soul that has a problem.
我们里面有黑暗，有怀疑，有不信。
There's darkness, there's doubt, there's unbelief.
有骄傲。
There's pride in us.
当耶稣复活的身体。
But when Jesus Christ was resurrected,
不只是过去那个身体的重复。
It's not just a repeat of the old body.
而那个身体被完全的改变。
But this body is transformed.
是荣耀的身体。
It's a body with glory.
不受时间空间的限制。
It's not bound by time and
space. 不受死亡的限制。
It's not bound by death.
不再疲惫。
And there's no longer weariness.
不再有罪。
There's no sin.
当我们见主面的时候。
When we see him face to face.
灵魂被主完全的洁净的时候，那个荣耀的身体就能承负那个荣耀的身体，啊，那个荣耀的灵魂。
When our soul is cleansed and by Jesus at that day, our body will be a match in glorious body.
所以圣洁的灵魂，完美的灵魂，就是在被这种圣洁的荣耀的身体所承载。
So this perfect and pure spirit will be.Also matched by a pure and glorious body.
不仅如此。
Not only that.
不仅如此。
And it doesn't stop here.
我们今天在座的所有的弟兄姐妹，你的灵魂能控制你的身体吗？
I want to ask you, can your souls control your body today?
你想做的，你做不了。
Things that you should do, you don't do.
你不想做的，却做了。
Things that you know you shouldn't be doing, but you're still doing it.
你的灵魂不能控制你的身体。
Your souls have no control over your body.
你晚上睡不着的时候，天说：“哎，数，快，一二三四五六七八九十，睡。”没有人能睡得着。
If you're having trouble sleeping, you're trying to tell yourself, "I gotta go to sleep, I gotta go to sleep," and you can't do it.
你的灵魂跟你的身体不是处于一种和谐状态。
There is no harmony between your souls and your body.
因为你活在这个有罪的世界当中。
Because you're living in a world with sins.
你这个不健全的这个身体承载一个不健全的。
You have an imperfect body, sustaining an imperfect soul.
当基督复活以后，
But when Jesus was resurrected,
他有个荣耀的身体，
He has a glorious body.
我们就像他，
And we're going to be like him.
初熟的果子，
That the fruit of the firstborn.
你看看这些果子成熟了，后面所有的葡萄跟前面的葡萄一样会成熟。
And if you look at when the grapes grows out, every fruit will look the same.
耶稣就是初熟的果子，他怎么样复活，我们将来也要怎么复活。
And Jesus is the first fruits, and how he how he's resurrected, that's how we're going to be resurrected.
那个时候，你的灵魂可以支配你的身体。
At that time, your souls will have total control of your body.
为什么？
And why is that?
因为那时候你的灵魂跟主合一。
Because at that time, your spirit is united with Jesus.
因主的恩典，因主的全能，你的灵魂跟你的身体和谐一体。
Because of his power and his authority that your body and your souls are in harmony.
那是我们真正得赎的日子到来。
That's a day of our salvation.
有些人说，哎呀，我只要灵魂上天堂已经好得无比了，身体复活我就不期盼了。
Some of you might say, okay, as long as I have a perfect soul, I'm okay. I don't really care for the body.
圣经怎么说？
What does the Bible tells us?
我们就像哥林多人一样。
We're like the Corinthians.
不知道有身体复活这件事。
We don't know that we all have a bodily resurrection.
基督来到这个世界，因为神爱我们，为我们死在十字架，为我们复活，就让我们像他。
Jesus came into this world and died on the cross and raised from the dead, just for the purpose of us becoming like him.
这是上帝给我们成就的救恩。
This is the gospel that God has given to us.
所以在座的朋友们，第一次来教会的朋友们。耶稣常常做个比喻，说上帝邀请你来，是让你去参加一个盛大的宴席。
So, brother and sister, I want you to know that Jesus uses this parable that he invites you like he inviting you to a celebration, a feast.
他为我们死，他为我们复活。
He died for you, and he's resurrected.
他的救恩是有效的。
That his salvation is effective.
他如今住在我们每个人的生命当中。
And he lives inside of you.
最后，我请弟兄姐妹思想。一个问题。
And lastly, I want you to think about this.
我们在世上有很多的难处。
We have a lot of difficulties in this world.
我们中间有好多人身体上可能有疾病。
Many of us are plagued with illness.
你工作有压力。
You have stress at work.
你的孩子叛逆你。
Your children don't listen to you.
你觉得生活没有意义。
You don't find meaning in life.
你的心灵充满恐惧。
There's fear in your heart.
生活充满愁烦。
There's worry.
但是我告诉你。
But I tell you this.
这些都是难处。
All these are difficulties.
但不是最大的难处。
But they are not the most difficult thing.
最大的难处是死亡。
And the most difficult thing in life that we have to face is death.
最大的伤痛是死亡。
The greatest pain that we have to face is death.
最大的绝望是死亡。
The greatest despair is death itself.
基督都能战胜死亡，他不能帮你战胜你的压力、你的愁苦、你的绝望。你的伤痛，你的恐惧吗？
If Jesus triumphed over death, couldn't he also triumph over your sorrow, your fear, your bitterness?
我现在要请所有的朋友一起站起来。
I want all of you to stand right now.
弟兄姐妹站起来。刚才诗班带我们唱了这首诗歌。
Our choir led us to sing this song earlier because he lives.
对不起，刚才我忘了跟 Helen 给我们讲，你能不能谁给帮我事情一下？就是。跟诗歌神赐哦，他们有简谱，对不起，没关系，我这边我们都会唱。光辉，你到前面来帮我们一起来唱。这是一个很短的诗歌，我们每个查经班都唱。它本来有四段，但是我们只唱两。
We're just gonna
第一段和它的副歌。
We're gonna just sing the first verse and the chorus.
我想我们弟兄姐妹，以安静心在神的面前，我们一起来唱这首诗歌。
孩子，他名叫耶稣，他吃下来，一直宽恕，他舍生命，是我的拯救。那空坟墓就是我得救的记号，
因他活着，
因他活着，我能面对明天，因他活着，不再惧怕。生命充满 臣此爱之，他名叫耶稣，他之下爱一直宽恕，他舍生命是我的拯救，安娜玫瑰就是我得救的记号，我他活着，我的面的面前，因他活着，不再惧怕。有神知道他掌管面前，生命充满了希望，只因他活着，
因他活着，
因他活着，我的面对面前，因他活着，我不惧怕，我深知道，最长关面前，生命充满了希望，只因他活着。
请大家仍然站立，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray。
造我们的主，谢谢你爱我们。
Creator God, we thank you for loving us.
你让十字架显明你的大爱。
Father God, the cross reveal your love.
你爱我们到一个程度，你为我们倾倒你的生命。
You love to a point that you poured out your life for us.
好像我们开，为我们开一条又新又活的路。
To give us a new and living way.
回到你的爱中，回到你的光中。回到你永恒的生命当中。
To be able to return to your love, to your light, and to your eternal life.
主，我们谢谢你为我们从死里复活。
Father God, we thank you that you're resurrected.
你的复活就是我们的盼望。
That your resurrection is our hope.
你的复活就是我们的能力。
That your resurrection is our power.
因为你的复活已经得胜了罪恶。
Because your resurrection, you have triumphed over sin.
战胜了一切死亡阴间的权势。
You have triumphed over the authority of death.
如今你复活的大能在我们的生命的里头。
Now the power of your resurrection is living in us.
因为你住在我们的里头。
Because you're living in us.
因为你爱我们。
Because you love us.
你降卑自己。
And that you have humbled yourself.
乐意住在我们每个人的生命当中。
That you're pleased to dwell in us.
主啊，你是复活的主。
Father God, you're a God of resurrection.
因为你复活，我不再惧怕。
Because you live, so we have no fear.
我不再怕压力。
We have no fear of stress.
我不再怕恐惧。
We're not afraid of fear.
不再怕疾病
when we're not afraid of illness,
甚至不怕死亡
we're not afraid of death.
因为你活着，我们能明天明天
Because you live, that we can face tomorrow.
荣耀的主，求你充满你的子民
Glorious God, when you fill your people.
以复活的大能充满你的子民
That the power of resurrection fill your people.
因为你活着
Because you live.
我们面对能明天明天
That we can face tomorrow.
荣耀的主。
Glorious God.
愿你的圣灵浇灌在这儿每个人的心中。
May your spirit be poured out in each one of our hearts.
让我们常说哈利路亚赞美主。
That we can sing hallelujah and praise God.
因为你为我们复活。
Because you live on our behalf.
你是我们复活的主。
You're a resurrected God.
哈利路亚。
Hallelujah.
祷告祈求奉恩主耶稣的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.